Hey, Shalom. We are in, just a minute. Sorry. We're approaching the end of Shara Knia. We're in Chavis Halvavis Shara Knia Perek Yud. Right? We started discussing the material benefits of Knia. Okay, again, yeah, here in this parak, the Chodesh HaVavis is describing what do you gain from the Mida of Knia, right? And we had a few material ones, material gains, and spiritual gains. So, the first material gain, this is very interesting, we began discussing this yesterday, is that he says it makes you happier with your Latin life. Because when a person truly feels that humble and not necessarily entitled, he feels appreciative of whatever he has. It's kind of like a muscle of a person. When a person is a guest, he didn't pay for his accommodations. Someone took him in. He needed a place to stay. So he's not going to be full of demands of how he has to be treated and what the bed should be like and what the food should be like. Whatever he takes, whatever he's given, he takes gratefully. So this is an interesting approach of combating the yitzhar hara, wanting, right? Nefesh rechava, wanting this, wanting that, from the perspective of anava, of kniya. I feel humbled in this world, bichlal. I feel like I'm here. My very existence here is just in Hashem's grace. And therefore, whatever he gives me, I just take gratefully and I don't consider myself entitled to anything. It's much easier for me to swallow that I don't have this and I don't have that. So that was number one. Whereas he said that the Baal Gaiva feels entitled and entitled and entitled. So now let's see number two. Another material benefit. So what he's saying is when a person really has the mida of Kaniya, it's funny because again, let's remember, he's talking about a material benefit. He's not exhorting you toward the mida of Samech Lechelka. He's telling you if you really acquire the mida of Kaniya, you will find that you are much more satisfied and comfortable with your Latin life, whatever it is. You'll feel less of a need for all kinds of things because and this is actually enhances the quality of your life. But now let's see number two. Again, Shara Knia Perek Yud, Vashenu. Benefit number two, material benefit number two. Ki anichna soivel beis bias hapgoyim alav. If chalila, a person with the mida of Knia experiences some misfortune, beis hapchusayim yonim alav, or just other upheavals in life. So once again, he doesn't feel entitled. He doesn't feel like whatever I have, I should have. He feels like he's constantly receiving a hand down and suddenly things change. So he doesn't feel like, okay, you know, what rights do I have already? He doesn't have the concept of rights. And therefore, it's much easier for him to weather ordeals. Whereas a person with a sense of entitlement is calling it a geya, a more proud person, falls apart when he's hit with some misfortune. This shouldn't be happening to me. How could this be happening to me? Because of how high he holds himself. This shouldn't be happening to someone like me. Okay, so that's number two. It makes it easier to weather misfortune when you don't have that sense of entitlement. Number three, what is material benefit number three of Knia in Sanova? A humble person will simply be better liked, will be a more popular person. The old land. People like a humble person. He's pleasant to be around. The color of the datum, he's easygoing. Lisnag Viminhagam. He's not, doesn't put himself on top of other people. He's unassuming. Doesn't make himself stand out. It said about one of the kings, he would walk quickly. Now, if you picture a king, you don't picture a fast stride. You picture a very slow, dignified stride. But this king walked quickly. They asked him, why is this? Why do you walk fast? It's not so becoming. Omar, and his answer was exactly that. He said, because it's further from holiness. It's further from gaiva. And B, just a simple technical sense. It gets me where I want to go quicker. Right? And they asked one of the chachamim, how is it that you were the master of your whole generation? Meaning, he was a leader. People followed him. People submitted themselves to his decisions. People followed his leadership. They accepted him as a leader. They asked, how did you gain such a widespread following, such a widespread leadership? Omar, listen to his answer. His answer was almost going in the opposite direction. Not because I had leadership abilities and I imposed them. I took the reins. No. You want to know why people submitted themselves to my leadership? I'll tell you why. I never met a person who I didn't see as greater than me in some way. Anybody who I met, I might as well saw him as, oh wow, there's something special about this person that I don't have. How's that? If he was wiser than me, smarter than me, then I would tell myself, I would tell myself, he's wiser than me. He probably understands Hashem better. He probably has things better worked out. He's probably a more conscientious Yirei Hashem because of his superior intellect. And therefore, I would relate to him differently. With deference. Okay. Vim kata mimeni b'chachma, if he was inferior to me intellectually, oima, I would say, ki cheshboina yekal mi cheshboini b'yom hadin. He's in a better standing with Hashem than I am, and he's going to be in a better place on the Day of Judgment. Why? Because I'm not living up to, I understand a lot more than I'm actually living up to, and there's a lot of things that I realize I should be doing differently, but I'm not. And in a sense, that makes me want him. Whereas, he just doesn't understand as much. So, doesn't understand as much. He's not as much in a position that he really knows a lot of things that he should be doing differently, but he's not. No. And therefore, I say, oh, wow, this person is in a better standing with Hashem than I am. And therefore, I should relate to him with deference. I'm just going in opposite directions each time. This is... Yes. Yes. We're talking about a... No, apparently not. Right. This is part of the Chochmah of Hanova. To be able... You're saying we're presumably talking about a Jewish Chacham here. As is part of the Chochmah of Hanova, the ability to be able to think in contradictory terms. Right? Yep. The natural way of thinking is I'm better than him for whatever reason, right? If I'm smarter than him, I'm certainly better than him. If not, then look, you know, he understands all that. Or at least to be consistent. Either being smart is a virtue And if so, the people are smarter than me are better than me, but I'm better than, if I'm smarter. No, no, he's talking about intellect. L'chari is talking about intellect. Right. No, L'chari is talking about natural chachma, but he would view it, he would view the natural chachma. Yeah, if a person, he's not going to admire a person because he's a bigger Amor Eretz, because he's not willing to open a sefer, right? Oh, Baruch Hashem, he never learned, and therefore he doesn't know as much as me, and therefore he's in a better position with Hashem. No, it doesn't work that way. He didn't learn, then you are, you wantonly don't know all that, right? No, we're talking about, this is a person who's capable of taking a person's natural attributes and always seeing in it the Mila over me. Saying in each person that he has a mile over me. If he's smarter than me, then he probably is serving Hashem better. Yes, yes, yes. That's right. Right. Not objective, not accomplishment. Right. Right. But he saw the potential. Again, he's not a person who knows inside out. If I see he's smarter than me, presumably he's serving Hashem better than me. But he's probably using his intellect. If he's not as smart as me, oh, then I say, huh, well, I know that with all my wisdom, I'm not really living up to what I should. He's in a better position with Hashem. The ability, the Chokhmah of Anav is to be able to go in contradictory directions, right, in order to always act reverently toward the person I'm dealing with. The norm is that you consider yourself better if you have the mind. That's right. He's talking about turning it around.
Even people, you know, think like that.
That's right. Right. So he's talking about turning it around. That's right. That's right. And that's part of the madrego of Anova, the ability to really be able to relate to people that way, to really be able to relate to, even though, you know, I'm at a meeting. This guy is smarter than me. This guy is dumber than me. And at the same time, I'm saying, wow, this person, he's so smart. He must be operating at a very high level of Avodas Hashem. And wow, this person doesn't have my level of intellect. He's probably in a better position. Mamish, to be able to use the contradictory thinking to reach that same place of being able to respect other people, whatever the case is. Now, what is this? Is this really like a person sticking his head in the ground? I dare say that no, there really is Chachma here. Obviously, there's Chachma here because he's talking about this as a very high Madrega. But the idea is to see every person and say, I don't know who he is on the inside. My assumption is going to be that he's greater than me. Because it could all really be true. It's not that if you say, well, smarter probably means better. That's not true, because we know that smarter could either be a liability or it could get you further in a way that's Hashem. Right? That's not really like he's using contradictory logic. Logic is that the fact that someone is smarter than you could either make him better than you or worse than you, or basically the same, right? The fact that someone is not as smart as you could also either mean that he's in a better place than you or in a worse place. It's all likely, right? It's not like he's turning logic around. It's all logical. He's applying different pieces of logic in different situations with the consistent approach being, if I meet somebody, I'm going to assume that they are everything they can be. And if so, I have to treat them with respect. That's really what is consistent here. If I meet a person, I don't know what's going on in his inside, I'm going to be machmir and assume that he's probably living up to whatever circumstances he was given. And if so, I want to relate to him with respect.
You don't do this. You don't judge people by potential. You also judge people naturally by where they are.
So the truth is here, obviously, we must be talking about where he doesn't actually know these people inside out. Right? So he doesn't really know what they did with it. He doesn't know. It's true. Definitely. A person is not, his standing is not determined by his potential. is not determined by his intellect or by his lack of intellect. It's determined by what he's doing with it, certainly, right? And he's actually saying that too. He's saying, since he's smart and he has the potential to be a great Avid Hashem, I'm going to assume that he is. He's not saying, since he's smart, he's better than me. He's saying, since he's smart, he's liable to be a greater Yirei Shamayim than me. Right? His ability puts him into position to become a greater Yirei Shamayim than me. And therefore, I'm going to assume that he is. That's where the humility comes in. Right, right, right. You can take this further and actually apply it to people you do know also, because at the end of the day, you never really know what a person's inner struggles are. This will get tough when you really talking about people you know intimately. Okay, fine. We'll set that aside. But as long as you don't, the humility here is to say, I don't know. Therefore, how do I relate Misafik? Misafik, I'm going to assume that he's a greater person than me and act reverently. This is something to wrap our heads around. What's that? So you know what? Here's a chashuv point. Say this is a gam ledava. There's a lot of chachma. This is actually a chashuv point. We should spend time on it. Maybe tomorrow we'll be there. There's a lot of chachma in learning to chap how often our assessments are wrong. This is a point that a Rebbe of mine very, very much drove home. I'll just say the concept of very brief now. It's really deserves elaboration. He said, often we think of Damlekav Schus as, I see something, and I'm going to construe it in a way that makes him favorable, that comes out favorable, right? So this Rebbe of mine said that really at the root of the Chochmah of Damlekav Schus is to say, I do not understand what I'm seeing. The ability to really recognize that in very many cases, that's actually the truth. This is something that really deserves a lot of elaboration. Maybe tomorrow, Blineda, we'll spend some time on this. We'll stop here.